today we celebrate the Feast of St. John before the Latin Gate. And you notice that St. John has his original feast day in December, December 27th. And then again, today we celebrate his actual martyrdom. Do you remember the scene, if you didn't read it today, in the Gospel where Salome, she brings her two sons, the sons of thunder as they're called, James and John, before our Lord. And Salome asks that her two sons, you can imagine this, it's sort of a way that a mother really would be, asking all these special favors for the children, looking out for their well-being. And she looks right at our Lord and says, "You're starting a kingdom. See that my two sons, they sit one on your right hand and one on your left." And it's a bold question. But then our Lord answers by looking at the two sons and says, "Can you drink the chalice?" And they both say, "Possumus," that is, "We can. We are able to do so." And our Lord responds to them, "Well, you will drink of this chalice, but to sit at my right or my left hand, that is not up to me, but to my Father." But that's the thing. He spoke of his kingdom. He spoke only of a chalice, and that these two would have to drink it. And indeed they did. St. James, who was the older of the two brothers, would drink the chalice of martyrdom first. And this would be the day on which St. John, who was the youngest of all the apostles, would offer his life. And it was in defense of our blessed Lord's divinity. Now, St. John preached in Asia Minor, and he founded there the seven churches, what's known as famously as the seven churches. But it was not there that he would suffer. It was in Rome. He would come back to Rome for this during the reign of the Emperor Domitian, who was really a tyrant, not only over Rome, but over the entire world. And it's not sure, though, if John came on his own to Rome, on his own free will, or if he was bound in chains and came in obedience to an edict of the emperor. But be that it is as it may, he came back to Rome from Asia Minor. And there he appeared before the tribunal in Rome, and he was convicted. He was convicted for an awful crime. And that was just this. He propagated in a province of the Roman Empire the worship of a Jew who was condemned, or rather crucified, under Pontius Pilate. And that was his only crime. He was sentenced to a cruel death. A great cauldron of boiling oil was prepared in front of what is called known as the Latin Gate in Rome. And he was to be plunged into it. His entire body was plunged into this boiling oil. And it actually says that St. John, he didn't cringe. He didn't fret about it. He didn't worry about his coming sufferings. He didn't even simply resign himself to the fact that he would suffer. It says that St. John's heart leapt for joy at the thought of his martyrdom. That's a thought that is very foreign to you and to me. But really in the spiritual life, that's what we're aiming for. That is perfection. To be so resigned. Perfection is this. To have your will be so perfectly in conformity with God's that whatever happens, it's your will too. I just read recently that is the only way to peace. The only way to peace is always getting what you want, having your will done. And that's true. But the only way that we can always have our will fulfilled is if our will is in perfect conformity to Almighty God's. If our will is conformed to His, then whatever happens becomes our will, and it makes us happy. And that is why the saints not only resigned themselves to the will of God in suffering, but actually loved suffering. That is why they experienced joy in suffering. Not because they were masochists, not because they loved suffering for itself, but because it was the will of God for them at this point. And so St. John's heart leapt for joy at the thought of his martyrdom. Then the enemies took him and they scourged him. They seized the old man and finally threw him into the cauldron of boiling oil. But miraculously, the boiling oil lost all of its heat, and St. John felt no pain whatever. And when he was removed from the cauldron, it says that he felt all the vigor of his youth. He was an old man at this time. He felt all the vigor of his youth restored. And so St. John would live a few more years in this life, and he was banished by the emperor to the Isle of Patmos, where God revealed to him the future of the church to the end of time. And I believe that that is where he wrote the book of the Apocalypse as well. Well, like Salome, the mother of James and John, we ask for a part in our Lord's kingdom, don't we? Like Dismas, Lord, remember me when you should enter into your kingdom. We want a part of that kingdom. We want a royal throne with a royal crown seated at the hand of the King of Kings. That's what we want. It's what we desire. But Christ will not hold out to us a golden crown in this life. Remember that. He will hold out instead a chalice filled to the brim with suffering and with pain. And he'll ask you, can you drink this chalice that I have prepared for you? And if we want a part in his kingdom, we must say like James and John, Possumus, I can do it. I will do it by the grace of God. Pray like our Lord did in the garden. If it be your will, Lord, take this chalice away. But when it becomes clear that God wants you to have this chalice, do like our Lord did in the garden. What did he do? He rose from his prayer. Not only did he wait for the enemy to come, he went out to meet the enemy. Embrace your crosses with a complete submission to the will of God. It makes it much easier to bear all of the pains when you go out to meet the cross. And don't just wait reluctantly for it. Go out. Possumus, we can drink the chalice, and we will win a part in the kingdom of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.